But let's see, back to the other berries of fruit, let's see, of the tree type you're speaking of.
Or bush or anything.
Bush or anything.
Blackberries.
Well, and of course there's blackberries and blueberries and, let's see, I mentioned strawberries, blackberries, blueberries. Cherries wouldn't be of the berry species. There's a boysenberry that's not very common, but does grow around here. It's long, sort of like a blackberry, only longer than a blackberry, and of a very different flavor.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we have a boysenberry.
Okay. What is the, do you have any mountain laurel around here?
Mountain laurel, mostly I would say would be a little further toward Chattanooga,
okay.
A little further south of here. We'd see more of it. You see some in here. There's some, but there's more, I believe, toward the mountains.
Is that a bush or a tree?
That's a bush.
Okay. Does it bloom?
It blooms, yeah. I believe there are different colors now. The white laurel, I believe, is the most common. White and pink laurel through here. We have some in the woods through here,
okay.
But toward Chattanooga would be a heavier growth.
Okay. What about a tree now that grows to be real big and it has long oval shaped leaves that are real slick and dark green, and then it has a real big white flower?
Let's see, you are speaking of a...
I have a lot of them down in Alabama south of here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, goodness. I know what you're talking about. It has a real pretty flower.
Mm-hmm.
And
real sweet smelling. It turns brown.
That's right.
Quick.
And the leaves...
It might be a magnolia.
Magnolia, yeah. I couldn't think of the word at first. Magnolia tree, yeah.
Do you have any rhododendron around here?
Yeah, there's some rhododendron.
Is that a vine?
That's more of a bush. And... it's real heavy up toward Gatlinburg and up in that area.
Well, it blooms too, doesn't it?
It blooms, yeah. Very pretty.
Okay. If a woman were talking about the man she's married to, she might refer to him as her...
husband.
Okay. Any other name for that?
Sometimes help me.
Okay. And the man would refer to the woman he's married to as his...
his wife.
Okay. Any other terms?
I've heard it in a rather jocular manner referred to as the biscuit maker.
Okay. What about a woman whose husband is dead?
She's a widow.
Okay. And the man your mother married was your...
father.
Okay. What did you call your father?
I called him Daddy.
Okay. And the woman your father married was your...
mother.
Okay, what did you call her?
I called her mother.
Okay, and both of them together were your...
mother and father, our parents.
Okay. What did you call your grandfather?
I called him granddaddy.
Okay, and your grandmother?
Grandmother.
Okay. And Anne and Mary Jane are your...
daughters.
Okay. And they're also your... children?
Children.
Okay. Mm-hmm. When you go out and you go out to take a tiny baby out for some air, you might put him in what and push him along?
Put him in a buggy, baby buggy, or perambulator.
If you were going to do this, you would say, well, I'm going to go out and...
take the baby for a little walk or
okay.
A little ride in the carriage.
Okay. The opposite of a boy is a...
girl.
Okay. In the old days, a woman who used to come in and help with childbirth was called
a midwife.
Okay. If a boy